Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Liverpool Women's Podcast. For some of you, it'll be a bit of a different thing to watch as it's going on YouTube as it's free view week.
So hello to everyone who've never seen our faces before.
Exactly, if you haven't seen us before, I'm Lauren, this is Amy, and we cover the women's team.
Oh, I didn't do my salute.
Oh yeah, there you go. We cover Liverpool women's team. So we basically we go to all their games, we do match day vlogs. Some of you might have seen that's gone up on YouTube a couple of times.
Interviews with players.
We've got one out right now, Christy Murray.
Make sure you go check that out.
Go and give that a watch. And then we also do this weekly podcast.
This is my favourite thing that we do out of all of them.
Out of all of them, I enjoy this the most.
We always get to sit down and just have a chat about life at the same time as talking about football.
For anyone who knows me and Amy personally, knows that we just chat absolute nonsense the whole time. So this is like another platform, but we chat nonsense sometimes, but we mainly focus on the women's team.
We do.
So to kick it off, we have a question from Jack Bailey, who left it on last week's podcast.
Finally a name I can pronounce.
Yeah, Jack Bailey. So he said, with the upcoming major tournament in the women's game and a potential Champions League style tournament in a couple of years' time, how much do you think the women's game will grow over the next few years? Great job on the podcast as always. Keep up the great work.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. Do you want me to kick it off?
You can kick it off, yeah.
Well, this kind of relates to something that we're going to be talking about later on.
Yeah.
The idea of major tournaments such as Champions League is now UEFA's being backed by Visa, I think it is.
It is, yeah.
A contract was signed a couple of days after the Ballon d'Or,
last week.
And I was reading an article about it. I don't want to go into much of it now because that's one of our points to talk about on news. But that in itself is massive for women's football because it automatically initiates some sort of growth. Like you're finally going to be having that some sort of financial backing, maybe not club-wise, but definitely in like overall terms within like the competitions that get held. Yeah. World Cup will be affected. Things like that.
Yeah.
So I think with the addition of these new tournaments, it's gonna help the game so much.
Yeah. So obviously there's all the different leagues around the world. Similar to the men's, and we do have a Champions League at the minute.
I think it's for only like one or two teams. Each league.
It is. Lyon are the current holders of that. They're probably the best team
at the moment. Yeah.
Women's team in the world at the minute, but the introduction of more competitions, whether that's European or just in England or whatever, it will be massive for clubs.
It bows really well because it almost gives specifically English clubs that extra chance to test themselves against the best sort of thing, because you see it in the men's as well, the difference in football styles as you go across the leagues. And I think the more exposure that the women's game has towards those different styles of football will make the whole quality of the game grow even more than it is at the moment. There's nothing wrong with the quality at the moment. Like there's obviously a big gap that needs to be bridged between the quality of men versus women, but this in a way is going to help build it even more.
Definitely.
In my opinion anyways. I don't know if you agree.
I 100% agree. So to answer the question,
yes.
Yes, the game will massively grow over the next couple of years if there's the introduction of more money, more competitions, more sponsors, all that palaver. The game will reach a new level. It's already hitting heights now in terms of like number of views that it's getting in with the World Cup next year.
Everyone just seems to be getting a little bit more interested. And I can only see this being as a thing that makes it grow even more.
Yeah, exactly. Very well put.
I love that question.
Yeah, very good question. If anyone ever does have a question, just leave it in the comments.
We love answering questions.
We do love answering them.
It can be footy related or non-footy related. Yeah. We had a question the other week. Well, it wasn't our question, but I kind of span on it, and it was about talking to snails and that.
Yeah, so
it was a good time.
That's on the website if you want to go and have a look at that.
Oh, promo today is through the roof.
You can go start your 3-month trial over on the Redmen TV, where you can watch that podcast.
Filmed so many shows today, and all I've heard is it's free.
Yeah. So we did have a game at the weekend.
We did.
We played Redden on Sunday. Final score was 2-2. Which, considering we have 5 defeats on the bounce, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. So, most people
we weren't in the best frame of minds, was
no,
we?
And most people wouldn't be happy with a 2-2 result, but I was fine with that, and especially against Redden, since they beat us early on in the season. 2-2 is better than getting beat. At least we picked up a point. It wasn't on telly and it wasn't on Facebook Live either, so to be completely honest, we've gone off what Twitter updates were going on.
Our mate Hev was banging out them tweets for us.
Yeah, so we were following them, and we also I read a very simple match report the other day. So we don't know too much, but we've seen Sweetman Kirk's 2 goals.
Yes,
lovely.
I can't remember. I don't know whether it was the first one or the second one, but that is it on the half volley?
It's the first one that's on the half volley.
It was glorious. Absolutely glorious.
But saying that, Farrah Williams scored 2 and they were glorious as well.
It was a game full of beautiful goals.
I was surprised to see Sweetman Kirk pick up goal of the week over Farrah Williams' second one, to be honest.
The second one kind of like looped.
It looped and it went right in the top corner. Yeah. And like, I'm not exaggerating, it was in the top corner. Like, no keeper was saving that.
I mean, unfortunate for us, they scored in like the last minute as well. Or like the last few minutes.
And then the very last kick of the game, they hit the bar as well. They hit the post, sorry. Oh God. So it could have been a lot worse. But you can see the signs of improvement from us that game.
We've taken a lot from that game. And I think Jepson has taken a lot from the game as well. There was a massive sort of positive attitude and positive environment on, especially on social media when they were talking about the game, and you could kind of feel that as well. At the moment, we have gone through a bit of a rough patch. You can't deny
it.
Five defeats on the bounce. When half of those games we should have at least scored a few goals.
Should have won.
Yeah.
Birmingham, we could have won.
Or at least drawn.
Yeah.
Or at least kept a clean sheet sort of thing. But
Everton, we should have won.
Especially the last few games, it's been tough for us as well to be able to watch that. Obviously, we always try and look at it in the best light. But also on this podcast, we try and think of solutions, like problems, and then also solutions to be able to fix it. I think the main positive I'm taking from that game is the fact that we got goals, and we have been lacking goals frequently. Yeah. And to me, that is a statement from Sweetman Kirk saying, I want to be first name on that team sheet. I'm going to get you the goals, and I want to be put on every single week.
She gets herself in all the right positions.
100%, yeah.
She's literally the striker that just loves to stand on the keeper's toes.
Yeah.
And waits for that cross to come in.
An old school number 9.
Literally. And, you know, she's there for tapping. She's there for worldies. Like, she scored at the weekend. She can head the ball. She scored a header at the weekend.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden when you were saying that, I had Michael Jackson, I'll Be There stuck in my head. Courtney Sweetman goes in, I'll Be There.
That's on YouTube.
Yep.
Anyway.
Sorry. Carry on.
Yeah, so she is literally, she seems to be hitting that little bit of, I want to say form, but like,
It's too early to tell form,
but she's hitting a little bit of a stride now. She's played the last couple of games, scored 2 at the weekend. She's our top scorer this season.
I'm really, she excites me a little bit.
Exactly. She's really exciting to watch.
She's so dynamic. You're like, oh, which way is she going to go? Yeah. Is she going to make the run now? And like, I think she's a bit of a trouble for defenders to deal with.
She's intelligent. She knows when to make the runs. And
Sometimes
she makes them too early, she gets caught offside,
but
she knows when to go and where to go.
I think with regards to the people that we have that have the ability and play in the number nine position, I think through the last few games, I think probably since about the Bristol game now, yeah. I think she's winning my race in who should be solid number nine over yeah. Kirsty Lynette at the moment.
Yeah.
Nothing against Kirsty Lynette, it's just I'm not seeing the goals from her.
Exactly.
And I'm seeing the goals from Sweetman Kerr.
She did start at the weekend, and we were having this debate before whether she started up, whether it was two up front or whether she started out on the yeah. wide.
Obviously, it was hard to tell.
I think she started on the wide because the clips, like the some of the highlights I've seen.
Okay.
She was picking up the ball in that area. Yeah. Like Jess Clark was on the left and she was on the right.
Right, okay.
But
I would have been interested to see if we did put two up top, you know, because that's yeah. very attacking.
Yeah, it very. Is. Well, I was going to say, Niamh Charles, she's still out. And we're very unsure as to why. See, it's difficult sometimes because you don't get the injury updates like you do yeah. with men's
if,
teams.
If no one really understands how that whole system works with the women's, we literally get told nothing.
You get nothing.
You get you know the team an hour before, and then you know an hour before who's injured or not.
Yeah, literally.
So you don't even know if they're injured, though. When Jess Clark missed the... what game was it?
Birmingham, was it?
No, game before the City game. Can't remember. She missed one of the games. But we didn't even... We had to ask about to
yeah,
see...
Yeah, and then we seen her sit... Because we went and we seen her sitting on the bench and we were like, what is wrong with her?
She wasn't even on the bench.
No, but she was there. Yeah, she was sitting. Yeah.
It's extremely, extremely difficult.
Yeah, whereas like last night, whoever got injured in that game was like Trent, Matip.
All over Twitter.
It's all literally as soon as the game finished, it was Matip's gone for a scan. Trent's done this to his foot, and it was like, well, we need this for the women's team.
Another example of how much work still is needed.
Literally, yeah.
It's really not hard to put out a tweet or put out some sort of I don't even know who would put it out, but the Women's Super League. They didn't even comment on when Ciara Walsh came back from her injury after a knee. We all knew that she was injured, but
I still don't know what her injury was.
It was some sort of knee thing.
Yeah. Was it an ACL or did she break her knee? What she's done?
I don't know, but it was... That really grinds on me, that. It really does, because how are we supposed to sit here now and tell you our predicted 11 when... We don't know who's going to be fit or not. It's difficult.
And I just want to quickly mention as well another positive from the game. Lauren Thomas made her debut for us.
18-year-old.
Have you seen the picture of her with Jefferson? She looks like a baby. Oh,
she looks a lot younger than
18. She looks a lot younger than 18.
A lot younger. Yeah. There we go.
But it's nice to see. Nice to see them all coming through the ranks.
Makes me feel quite old, even though I'm only a year older than her. It makes me feel quite old.
Yeah.
And lazy.
Yeah. But it's nice. Liverpool's always been good at giving youth a chance.
Yeah.
And it is just another prime example of it. So hopefully she goes on to do big things for us.
Do you know what position she plays?
Midfield.
Let's go with that.
She does play midfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were just figuring that out.
No, she does.
Love that.
Quickly, other results. Man City 1-0 Birmingham. City haven't lost a game this season.
Oh, they beat Arsenal as well last week.
Yeah.
Judge Stanway goal, I want to say.
Yeah. No, Yeah. And Stanway scored at the weekend as well.
On fire, that girl.
Yeah. Bristol beat Everton 2-0. They're a couple of points clear of us now, Bristol. Which is...
It's annoying because when we played them, obviously, Sweetman Kirk scored and then... goal got disallowed or she was offside. It's just like, why is the luck not going our way? We should have seen that game off.
Yeah. Chelsea 4-0 Brighton. 7 wins on the bounce for Chelsea now.
So they've kicked on a bit, haven't they?
Yeah.
They made
a terrible start to the season.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And then they've gone back to the champions that they were last year.
We still need to host them at home.
Yeah, we do. That'll be a big game.
Yep, definitely.
I think that's in February. I think we have Chelsea and then City again.
Oh, God.
I'm not 100% sure, though. Right. And then West Ham 5, Yeovil 0. Couldn't tell you anything about that game. No.
I have not got a Scooby.
And then a quick note on the...
Yeah, things are hotting up in the championship.
I'm just going to say Women's Championship because that's basically what it is. It's very tight at the top of the table. There's 4 teams within a point of each other. So Man United and Charlton are both level 1 points at the top. With 25.
25 and then the other...
And then...
Durham and... No, isn't it United Spurs that are on 25?
No, it's United and Charlton who are on 25.
Oh, it must be Durham
Spurs
and Spurs.
Spurs have gone down.
No, they're fourth. They're third
Yeah,
fourth.
But they were top the other week.
Yeah, but so it's On 25 points, joint is Man United, Charlton, and then 24 joint is Durham Spurs.
Spurs, yeah. So it's very. We all thought at the start of the season, Man United were going to water league the players they've got, the manager they've got.
I thought they were, and then I actually went and looked at the table one week, and I was like, well, they're winning, but they're not.
They're
points
not
clear
exactly.
At all.
Like they're winning, but so are Charlton.
I know.
And so are Durham, and so are Spurs, and so are Watford. Like,
but
they're all winning.
They were, at the start of the season, they were winning about 5 or 6 nil. I think one of them was 12 nil. Yeah. Six were scored about 5 or 7. I can't
one of them was actually
was.
12 nil, so it's mad. But
it's
going
to be interesting because one of those good teams is going to lose. Going to lose out.
If Man United don't, only one team comes up from the championship, which is stupid, but you know, it is what it is.
It works a lot differently to the men's game.
Yeah. So
that's so tight.
If Man United miss out, I'm gonna be shocked. But then also, Doncaster Bells won the championship last season, didn't come up because he didn't have the funds to come up.
Yeah, it's all
so
to do that.
If Charlton win the league but they don't have the funds to come up and Man United finish second, Man United come up.
How does it work if you don't have the funds?
You stay in the league.
So basically, if you don't have enough money to like for like fees and be able to just like
get players coping
in the top league, you just don't come up. You stay in the championship.
So Doncaster won last season.
And I think they were like 4 points clear.
They
as
won
well.
And now they're about, I wanna say, halfway, quarter way down the table.
Yeah, they're very low down. So
and West Ham came up and they finished bottom.
Yeah,
bottom of the championship.
West Ham finished seventh of the championship and they come up. Because they can afford it, yeah. They can afford it. So basically, if Charlton in the league and Charlton don't have the funds or the money to come up to be able to cope in the top league, and obviously Man United do, then Man United will come up, but they haven't won the league. It's bizarre. It's absolutely crazy.
The thing that's interesting on that note is that West Ham are doing really well.
Yeah.
They're scoring goals. They've got a good set of players. So I'm not saying it doesn't matter that they didn't win, because it does, and it doesn't even make sense to us who understand the system. But when you look at it, like, they're doing all right.
Yeah,
they're not rock bottom. Yeovil, who was in the league last season, they're doing poorly.
Yeah,
Everton are doing poorly.
Yeah,
so it's because even look then, West Ham beat Yeovil 5-0. It's a weird game.
Because like when we first discussed it at the start of the season, we thought West Ham were going to struggle because finished so low down the championship last season.
Brighton as well.
We all thought them teams were going to struggle and they're not. They're flying.
I think West Ham, I wouldn't necessarily say they were flying. I'd just say they've exceeded our expectations of what they do.
That's the best way to put it, yeah.
Oh, well done, Amy. Pat on the back.
Well done. This is a little segment we have of we talk about the women's
news.
All news surrounding women's football, and that's happened within.
We like to keep up to date.
Yeah, and it's just nice to have a little to break it up. We talk about Liverpool at the start, break it up in the middle, talk about other teams.
We take off the red tinted glasses that everyone at the Redmen TV always likes to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. So first one, it was the World Cup draw last week on Friday. Was it Friday? Thursday, Friday, one of them days. And England drew Scotland, Argentina, and Japan. What are you thinking?
It was bound to happen.
Scotland.
It was just bound to
if
happen.
That,
was
if
to get
England
Scotland.
And Scotland.
I'm a bit gutted to be like, no, right. I'm not. No, I withdraw that statement I just made. I'm not gutted. The thought that came to my head was, I kind of wished the two home nations wouldn't have to go against each other.
Yeah.
And they'd play teams outside of obviously not the home nation. So as a group as a whole, I know they're two teams, but you'd think you'd have a better chance of progressing.
Yeah.
Obviously, at the end of the day, we're going to be supporting England because it's where we're from. But the likes of Christy Murray and Caroline Weir, who were at some point or are still affiliated with Liverpool
women, you're going to want them to do
You do want them to do well, but yeah. I think it's a group that England can cope with. It's a group that England could see, yes, as a challenge. Obviously, you want to challenge yourself. It's the World Cup, but also as an opportunity to kick on and be like, no, we are winning that group,
and
we are we're putting our good foot forward.
Yeah, and especially because Scotland haven't qualified for a World Cup in a long time.
Yeah.
so the squad they've got now, the write-up for it, like we spoke to Christine Money about it the other weekend, she just couldn't stop smiling when she was talking
absolutely
about it,
ecstatic.
Because I don't think they could quite believe it themselves, no, that they're actually going to a World Cup. So they're going to be right up for it. Argentina have got a good squad. Japan
is going to be a tough game.
So if we're aiming to finish top of that group, you've got to be beating all of them three in every game.
Yeah.
Who are like the really, really good women's international teams?
USA.
USA are the best.
Yeah, because obviously there's got a lot of blokes watching this. They'll probably be...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
USA yeah. won it last year.
Yeah,
the World
last
Cup,
World
sorry.
Cup USA won it. Was it South Korea or North Korea in the? Was it Japan?
I think it was Japan.
Was it Japan yeah. in the final with them? England got to the semi-finals
and got kicked out by Japan.
By
I
Japan,
think
I want to say Laura Bassett scored an own goal. Someone scored an own goal, and I'm pretty sure it was her.
Yeah.
It was a dev fluky one as well. She like, went to clear. She was like she was playing left back. She went to clear it like from the left back position, and it literally just scooped and went over the keeper. It was a mad goal, and it was in like the 91st minute or something as well.
And also, you've got
Brazil.
Let's just run through a couple of the teams that yeah. we know about, just so like that people that haven't really
yeah
an idea. I think France, obviously being the host nation, they've got the home support behind them. Mm-hmm. They've got a few good players as well. Lyon players especially.
Netherlands.
Yeah, Medema, who's absolutely on
they
fire
won
the at the
Euros last year.
Yeah, beat England.
Yeah.
So I think the main thing that England need to kind of take from it is gather all that hurt and loss after being booted out of the semi-finals and then losing it on the Euros. Taking that fire and being like, look, this is going to be our time.
Yeah.
This is what we have to do. Yeah. We've felt that pain before. We don't want to feel that again.
Yeah.
So it almost hit like sparks a fire under their yeah. bums and just being like, yes, let's go and do this. And
exactly.
they've got players in that squad that experienced that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the likes of Steph Houghton, Lucy Bronze, Hai Hun.
but then we've also got players coming up like Georgia Samway, like Keira Walsh, who will just fit right
Leah
in.
Leah Williamson.
Exactly, who will just fit right into that England team and give us some that little bit extra.
Especially the form that they're in. If they can carry on that form towards the end of this season and then progress it throughout the training camps with England, showing Phil yeah. Neville that, look, I want to be a focal part of this team. I want to be the name that everyone talks about when they think of the 2019 World Cup in France.
Yeah. So, a bit of sad news is that Jordan Hobbs is ruled out of next...
See, I really don't like talking about this because it genuinely breaks my heart for the girl.
So, some people don't know who she is. Jordan Hobbs plays for Arsenal. She played for
absolute
Arsenal for
veteran.
Years.
Well, she's only 24, but people still call her a veteran.
Yeah,
she's been at the club for so
yeah.
long.
She's been in England set up for ages. Quality player.
Defensive.
She's lovely.
Midfielder, sorry.
Yeah, she's lovely as well. She's done her ACL, so she's just had an operation. So, she's out of the rest of the season and next year's World Cup. So, I want to know who do you think's going to fill her role in that England team?
I don't really know.
No.
It's difficult.
To me, Keira Walsh just comes straight to my mind. But then, because of her injury at the minute, is she going to be?
She's been playing for City, so I think that injury is a bit of a washed under the water sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mind's gone a bit blank, to be honest with you, because the squad depth that we have is brilliant. You know who I'd love to see get called up? Gemma Bonner.
Yeah, she's played a couple of times.
I'd absolutely love her to get called up.
I think she's playing week in, week out for City. Yeah. She continues to do that the rest of the season. You don't have a reason not to pick her.
It's just, who would you take out to put her in? Obviously, Steph Houghton, Millie Bright, I wouldn't want to
They'd have a good partnership.
Obviously, Lucy Bronze, my girl.
But Bonner can play right back as well, so if you're struggling for a right back position in any of the games.
It depends on injuries as well, and it depends on form towards the rest of the season, whether people... Because we've spoken about this before, Phil Neville is a person who bases it on form. Doesn't base it on whether how long you've been involved in it, which Gareth Southgate, I think, has been a little bit... has a habit to put players in just because of who they are.
Yeah, literally.
Not based on form.
Yeah.
But Phil Neville's not been afraid to... I wouldn't say cause controversy, but put players in that are on form at that moment. And I think that's what he might do for the World Cup. He's obviously going to put experienced players in there to help out the youngsters and help out those who maybe haven't been involved in a major tournament yet. But he's not afraid to throw girls in there.
No, definitely not.
Who have proved that they should be there. And what more can players do than perform well for their club and get picked? There's nothing else that they can do.
Literally. Do you want to talk about this UEFA visa thing? Because you know a bit more about it than me.
Yeah, I had a quick...
You had a quick Google before, didn't you?
I had a quick glance this morning, and then obviously when it first came out, I was having a little delve into.
You sent it to me on Twitter, I think it was.
So UEFA have signed a 7-year deal with Visa, and this is the first women's football's major sponsor, let's say. Yeah. So what this aims to do is promote women's growth, but the interesting thing is, this will finally mean that, in terms of UEFA, men's and women's football will be separated. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it allows women's football to be monitored.
Yeah.
And you can then measure the growth, and you can measure the worth of women's football individually, which will be really interesting, to be fair, especially because even without this deal being signed, growth's been occurring left, right and centre.
Yeah.
But I think being able to monitor that and then being able to get the focal points of what people are enjoying watching and what are the things that need to be worked on.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be absolutely massive.
And this is something we've been waiting for ages. When it burst onto the
social media scene, the response was brilliant. You've got managers coming out saying it. You've got players that are coming out. You've got veterans and everything, and it's just like this to me is one stepping stone which is paving the way to build the Great Wall of China or them Rocky Balboa steps,
if that's the
was
way,
that not it, a good analogy
if that's how you want to put it. Yeah, perfect.
But it's the building blocks to success.
Okay,
I think that's a brilliant way of putting it. Let me know in the comments if you agree. Thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Lauren's going to comment. No, I do not agree. Shut up.
So, something a bit more serious. We won't talk about it too much.
I don't like this. I hate talking about really, really bad stuff in this podcast, but it's got to be done. Someone's got to take the rein and put it in this pod.
We're both mature enough to be able to have this conversation as well. Well, I definitely am.
Unsure.
Afghan football officials have... Not all of them. A handful of them have been suspended over sexual and physical abuse allegations from members of the team. It's just...
I don't really know what to say. It's disgusting.
No, it's disgusting. Fair play to them girls who have come out and have actually had
the bollocks to come out and say it.
Actually do it, yeah. And you know, it's not just one person, it's a handful of them. So even if it was one person, you suspend them anyway. But
it's got to be put out there.
Yeah.
Imagine what some of them players have had to go through. It's a women's football team. They just want to play football. Some girls get scrutinized enough for even playing the sport, but your own bloody staff.
Yeah.
It is disgusting, and thank God that it's come out and it's been not sorted, but it's been put into the spotlight for people to see how
definitely
vile it is, and especially for us too who've played football before. Imagine if we'd have been in that situation.
I couldn't even think about it.
Like, imagine. I don't even know, because if it was me in that situation, I don't know what I'd do. I think. It's a scary thing to come out and talk about, and absolutely fair play to them who did it, because I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, very much so. So for the people who haven't seen this podcast before, Amy has a bit of an affiliation with Lucy Bruns.
An affiliation?
Yeah.
It's just a taking to?
No, it's an affiliation. So here's Amy's 1 minute segment on Lucy Bruns.
Cue the graphic. Rightio then, everyone. So, to be honest with you, there ain't much to talk about this week.
No,
but
I manifested the agenda, I don't know what to say.
If I literally read what I have written on here, she is really good at football. Now, if we relate this to all her prestigious achievements, let's say, won the league with Leon, won the Champions League with Leon, nominated for a Ballon d'Or, nominated for Active Woman Award.
Yep.
Best player 2017-18 season.
Yeah.
Do I need to say any more, people?
And she's got.
I don't know what camera to look at, but do I need to say anything more?
And she's got a really cute dog.
She's got a very cute dog. Also, fun fact of the week. Her middle name is Tough. Tough.
Can you tell the YouTube viewers that probably haven't seen it before why you're obsessed with it?
I'm not obsessed with her.
She's obsessed.
No.
She's
obsessed. No, thing is, though, because she plays the same position as I do, and I just think she's absolutely bloody brilliant at football.
Steph Houghton plays the same position as I did, but I'm not obsessed with Steph Houghton.
I don't know, then. You've made me feel really weird now.
No, it's not weird. If, like, you know, we all have our affiliations with celebrities, you know.
I'm a bit of a fangirl, let's say. I've got no crush, no obsession. I'm just a bit of a fangirl when it comes to Lucy Bruns. She's just my favourite footy player.
And that's fine.
It absolutely kills me she don't play for Liverpool anymore.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking.
But I'm completely normal about
it. At least
she
has.
No, yeah. I just love that she's just a brilliant footballer, and I want to be like her, because I play the same position.
So she's your inspiration.
Yeah. Okay. See, why can't everyone just be a little bit more like me?
That's fine.
Right. Everton then.
Everton. Now, this is the game that was we were supposed to play Everton last Wednesday in the cup, but it got postponed because the pitch was waterlogged.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Over in Birkenhead, they don't have proper drains, do they, and all that palaver.
The other side.
The dark side. I'm only joking, by the way.
Sorry, any people who are from
Birkenhead. So the pitch was off-dog, so we couldn't play. So it's been moved to this Sunday, quite inconveniently.
Very inconvenient. They're not helping themselves out at all.
Liverpool play Man United at home at 4:00. Now, this game does kick off at 12, so there is a bit of a... there is time to go and see it. We're not going, unfortunately.
I just can't get there.
Yeah, neither of us drive at the minute, so, you know.
I mean, we both passed, but Lauren just won't get a car.
I'm in the process. Leave me alone, I'm trying. I can't afford it. Anyway, that's not the point.
It's completely not the point.
will be our last game of the year on Sunday.
Aww.
It's a bit of a shame.
You know what, it gets to the end of every single year, and on New Year's Eve, I get really sad because I'm just like, I'm never going to be able to live 2018 again. And isn't that really scary?
It is a scary thought, but then you've got
another year of my life gone. That's another year of my dog's life gone.
Oh.
And I'm really scared.
But then if you think about it another way, you've got a whole new year where
shit, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say, is you don't make it like that. You make it like a good year. You plan things.
To be
things.
Fair, we've had quite a good year with doing all this, haven't we? Started our own show.
Good 6 months. Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, May, June.
God, how have we put up with each other for this long?
I don't know.
As my point was, I just get a little bit sad. Because like, I'm gassed. Sad? I'm gassed for like, oh yeah, 2019, let's get on it. But I'm just like, oh, I'm never going to be able to live it again. Do you know what I mean? That's why
That's why you've got to live in the moment, guys.
If you take anything from this podcast today, other than the fact that me and Lauren are really cool, that you got to live your life to the fullest.
Insert inspirational quote here. Anyway, back to the game.
We've been on a tangent.
Saying that it's the last game of the season, our first game in the new year is on the 6th of January against Brighton at home.
Oh, you're so very, very in control today, Lauren.
I've got the knowledge today. If you watch last week's podcast, I was a different person.
And then the podcast before, Lauren was really hungover. I was
a completely different person the last 2 weeks, but today I'm just, you know,
back at it.
Nice. But it's a nice little break for the players to have, you know.
You know, Lauren, go home. Put your feet up, have a mince pie.
So they feed go back the dogs. They go back to the families. You know, some of them are from like Yana Daniels is from Belgium. She can go back to Belgium, have a nice little couple of weeks with her family.
Have some food, have a couple of drinks, see your friends.
Watch some Christmas films.
Kind of what I'm gonna do when I go home.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
You've got like another week though, haven't you? Until you go home.
Yeah, we've got the Redmen Christmas party in between that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a laugh. It's
gonna be a good time.
So similar to Redden, what's your preferred 11? Have you changed it up?
I have changed it up. I've gone kitchen and goal, as I said, for the reason earlier. I've gone the same back four, to be fair, Tarimori, Bradley Ogers, Matthews, Robe. I've gone Fahey and Roberts sitting, Coombs, Babajide, Sweetman Kirk up top, and then Clark on the wing.
We've gone the exact same
team. You've got to change yours this time because I changed mine last time.
We just
think too similarly. Great minds think alike.
I'm going to take Clark out and put Leonard in.
Really?
Give Clark a bit of a rest. She played a lot.
She's going to have a rest. We've just said about the players going.
No, but what I'm saying is.
You had a go at me for going on Sweetman Kirk, and you've just turned around and said you're going home for a break. It's going to be nice. Yeah, I'm going to keep Clark out because she needs a break. Right. Okay.
No, what I'm going to say, if you let me finish my point before you jump down my throat. Clark has got pace, power. She can come on for any of them.
Go on, give us another P word.
Precision.
Yes.
She can come on for any one of them from three and change the game. Okay. So she's going to be my super sub. And I'm going to say we're going to beat them 3-1.
Oh! I'm going to go 3-0. Beat that.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's all the agenda's
got. If you've enjoyed anything that you have seen on today's video, please head on over to theredmen.tv.com. First month. Oh, and actually, subscribe. First month's free. I'm just trying to think of all the things that were said earlier. First month's free, so as well as this week of free stuff on YouTube, you get it all free on the air. For a month after. There's loads of good shows going on there, to be
loads
fair.
Loads of good stuff,
There's actually about two shows at least a day that go out in it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We're on there, obviously, trying to build up this community a little bit more, get a little bit of you a little bit more of you over there.
It's been nice to
out.
See the past couple of weeks we've had like a few comments on the podcast.
It gives us an idea if anyone's actually enjoying what we're doing.
Anyone actually watches us.
But yeah, no, if you go over and subscribe, Paul said this several times, but it kind of just helps the whole crew out in itself.
Yeah, definitely.
Helps this whole platform grow.
It does.
And we're enjoying what we're doing. And if you guys enjoy what we're doing too, please let us know, because we have a laugh on here. We talk a little bit of Biff, but we also talk quite a lot of football. So
yeah.
Oh, that's getting so sentimental. Sorry, carry on.
But yeah, like we said, we've got Christy Money interview out at the minute.
Our number one fan's giving us a ring.
Our number one fan, my sister's giving me a call.
We never know how to end these podcasts. It always goes on for so long.
You know, go and watch the Christy Money interview. Check out everything else on YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. Go over to the website, check all that out.
Give us a like on this video. Give us a like.
Got any comment? Any questions? Anything you want to comment?
Buy a Christmas jumper.
You know, all that palaver. Yeah. Pleasure as always. Thank you, Bailey, for doing the mixing. And we'll see you soon.
We'll hopefully see you on the website.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.